Chapter 5. Tesla. While the engineers at SpaceX were building the Falcon 1 rocket, Elon was also becoming interested in electric cars. He met an engineer called J.B., Jeffrey Bryan, Straubel. Straubel lived in L.A., and when he was a student at Stanford University, he helped build electric cars. The electric cars used solar energy. After Straubel finished his studies, he continued to work with students at the university. They were all interested in developing a new kind of battery for electric cars. Electric cars at that time could not travel long distances. Straubel and the students' new battery could give cars more energy so they could travel longer distances. Straubel wanted to start a company to make electric cars that used these batteries. Straubel and Elon met for lunch. Straubel wanted money for his company, and Elon was very interested in his ideas. So Elon gave Straubel $10,000. Then Straubel spoke to friends from another company, AC Propulsion. They were building an electric sports car called the T-Zero. Straubel wanted to show the T-Zero to Elon because Straubel was sure Elon would like it. Elon drove the car and loved it. At the same time, another company in Northern California was also building a new electric car. Two engineers, Martin Eberhard and Mark Tarpenning, had started a new company called Tesla in 2003. Tesla was a very small company with a very big plan. Eberhard and Tarpenning wanted to build electric sports cars, and they wanted to sell these cars to rich, famous people. But they needed investors. They both knew about Elon, and they wanted to meet him because they wanted him to invest in their company. J.B. Straubel, working on one of Tesla's battery packs. Elon met Eberhard and Tarpenning. They talked about the company for a long time, and Elon asked a lot of questions. He liked Tesla, and he liked Eberhard and Tarpenning's ideas. He decided to invest $6.5 million in the company. He was the biggest investor in the company, and he became the chairman of Tesla. Elon also wanted Straubel to work for Tesla. So he talked to Straubel, and Straubel visited the Tesla offices in May 2004. Eberhard and Tarpenning liked Straubel, and they hired him to work for them. Straubel talked to some of the engineers he knew at Stanford. One of the students at Stanford, Jean Berdichevsky, was very interested in the company. After talking to Straubel, he left Stanford and went to work at Tesla. The Tesla company was growing. The company hired more engineers and found bigger buildings. Then the engineers started building the new electric sports car called the Roadster. The engineers were developing a new kind of battery. It was like a battery in a computer, but it was a lot bigger and was the most difficult part of the car to build. For almost a year, 18 engineers worked together, and in January 2005, the first Roadster prototype was ready to drive. Elon drove it around the Tesla building. He really liked it, and he invested another $9 million in the company. The first Tesla Roadster in the lab. Tesla wanted to sell the first Roadsters early in 2006. But in July 2005, the company found that there was still a big problem with the car's battery. When they tested them in a fire, the batteries exploded. So, Tesla needed to develop safer batteries. Six engineers worked on the problem, exploding thousands of batteries. They changed a lot of things, and they solved the problem. The next problem was the design of the car. Elon wanted the car to look good, but he also wanted it to be comfortable. Tesla hired new designers to work on the car. Together, they made a design and started to build a prototype. The work started in January 2005, and in May 2006, the prototype was ready. Then the company showed the prototype to their investors. The investors were very happy with the new car, and they all invested more money in the company. Elon also invested another $12 million in Tesla. In July 2006, Tesla was ready to show the Roadster to the public. They took two Roadster prototypes, one black and one red, and they showed the cars to the press in Santa Clara in Silicon Valley. The press loved them. The price was high, $90,000, but some people already wanted to buy the cars. Tesla showed the Roadster to people in other places, and those people also became very excited about the car. People started to order their own Roadsters before Tesla began making them. Tesla used their money to develop the Roadster. Elon and Martin Eberhard take the Roadster for a test drive. Tesla built more prototypes of the Roadster, and Elon wanted to change more things. He wanted the car to be more comfortable and special. But this made the work even slower. Eberhard and the engineers were not happy. They were working very hard, and Elon was making their jobs more and more difficult. The engineers also had some problems making the engine. Elon wanted the car to be fast, but it was difficult to build a strong engine. He wanted to build the batteries in Thailand, but there were problems with the factory there. Tesla was also getting some parts of the car from China, some parts from France, and other parts from Taiwan. But it was too slow and too expensive. Elon started to get worried. He did not think that Eberhard was doing a good enough job. So Elon asked the investors to help, and they sent a man called Tim Watkins. He was very good at solving problems, and there were a lot of problems to solve. Eberhard was one of the problems. The engineers at Tesla liked Eberhard because he was a nice man to work with. He talked to the engineers and thanked them for their good work. He was a very good engineer, but he was not a good businessman. In August 2007, Eberhard lost his job as CEO of Tesla. The investors asked Eberhard to stay as the director of technology. Eberhard was not happy, and he was angry with Elon. he stayed at the company for a few months, but in December 2007, he left. Michael Marx became the new CEO at Tesla. He worked hard and changed things. He wanted to sell Tesla to a larger car company because he thought that it was the best thing to do. Elon did not agree. In December 2007, Marx left the company, and Elon hired another new CEO, Ze'ev Drory. The engineers did not like the new CEO. They liked Eberhard more. Elon knew that Tesla still had a lot of problems, but he did not want people to talk about these problems. He wanted people to talk about good news, not bad news. So, he decided to talk to the press about his plans for Tesla. He talked about selling the first Roadsters in early 2008. He talked about Tesla's plans for a new family car and their plans to open a new factory. Everybody at the company had to work hard. Some people lost their jobs, and some of the older engineers left. But the new engineers were happy to work for Elon. The company was growing, but it still had a lot of problems. The biggest one was money. Elon needed more money from the investors at both Tesla and SpaceX. But it was 2008, and there was a global financial crisis. The banks did not have any money to give him. The question was, did Elon have enough money to save both companies? It was a very difficult time.